Hi, my name is Ashley Nicole Hall. Welcome to my podcast where I talk about real life as a wife and mom of six kids under 10. I'm a fitness and nutrition enthusiast. I have lived with chronic pain and conquered it. I have been down the barrel of anxiety and depression and come back out again several times. I want to let you know you can do this crazy motherhood thing too. People are always asking me how I do it and how I went from totally type A to learning how to chill a little bit better anyways, and how I am going from my plan to God's plan for me. So here it goes. Some of you may notice the timestamp on this podcast is 2 years later than the last one that I did, and you will hear my children in the background. So I'm not a stranger to depression. I said that in my introduction, and something happened towards the end of my sixth baby's pregnancy, my seventh pregnancy, and I just started to spiral kind of down into this dark place, and that's where I have been for the better part of the last 2 years. Over the last 6 months, I've slowly been coming back out of it, and I have felt really strongly about some very important coping mechanisms that I acquired over this last 6 months or so. Probably the last 18 months total, but it took over a year before I actually was able to implement some of these things in a way that was healthy and effective, instead of feeling rushed and like, when can I get out of this? And I need to get out of it today, yesterday, 5 minutes ago. That was me last year. And this year I have been very calm and just accepting that life is different. And I've done the things that I needed to survive. I've eliminated a lot from my life. I actually started with that. I started with eliminating absolutely everything from my life. And last year when my baby was, I think 5 months old, I broke my foot and it forced me to eliminate anything else that I hadn't eliminated yet. Time just moves so differently when you're raising young kids. It moves differently. It's instead of days and weeks and months, you're going from moment to moment to phase, and it's really hard to shift that mentality, because when you're young and don't have any kids, you have a job and you have a paycheck that comes every 2 weeks, and you have expectations, and they're based on a 24-hour cycle. With kids, it's totally different. There are some things that you have to get done every single day for their own health and benefit. And there is a day-to-day routine that becomes super mundane. But once that gets set and there is no turning back from the monotony of motherhood, time moves a little bit differently. Your growth comes differently. And I do believe that the older you get, the less significant your days are to your overall growth and learning. Really, we start to learn in experiences, in trials, and in our faith, and we start to learn who we are as we face these adversities in life. And you think that you have trials when you're a kid, and I think this is hysterical, really, because when you become a parent, not only are you guiding your children through trials, but you're going through them too, and they kind of sideswipe you, especially when it's depression and anxiety. These are unseen. People can't see you depressed and see you anxious. They might come in and see your house a mess, or they might notice that you're unkempt and your hair isn't fixed, and maybe you're not wearing makeup like ever. But it's really difficult to identify, because like a broken foot, people know you can't move. They see your foot is broken. They can help you. But with depression, two things have to happen. You have to admit you're depressed and that you need help. And other people have to choose to help you and not judge you and not look at your life and think, oh, well, of course you're depressed because you keep doing X, Y, and Z. So I eliminated everything from my life to get away from my own thoughts and my own false judgments, the judgments I claimed other people were placing on me, but actually I was placing on myself. I then started to slowly add some things back in, but the first things to come back into my life weren't going to be permanent things. It's not like gymnastics and swimming and dance and CrossFit and you know, even exercising every single day. It wasn't meal planning and prepping. The stuff that I added back into my life first were the things that were going to help fix my brain. I had to find natural ways to heal my depression and anxiety because for some reason the pharmaceutical drugs weren't going to be a good match for me. And that was a challenge to be able to do it all slowly when I was so desperate to have it all done and over with and be back to my normal self. So the things that I added back in first were like meditation and yoga and just being at peace. I threw the scale away for a while. I just embraced nursing and I actually homeschooled my kids because there were some struggling things. They were struggling with some things at school. And you might think, oh, homeschooling, duh, of course you were anxious because you had all your kids home. But actually, on the contrary, we needed to regroup as a family. Our entire family needed this healing and we all needed to eliminate some of the stressors that school had brought on in my girls' first and second grade year. So we regrouped and we came around to a different way of looking at things and understanding that feeling of, we call it FOMO, fear of missing out, that had no place in my life anymore. I just decided that I was going to miss out. And the fear of missing out on life and things outside of my family were holding me back from enjoying every moment that I had with my kids. So I had to realize that I wasn't perfect. I am not perfect, and I never will be perfect in this life. And I had to come to accept that and embrace that. And then I started to recognize who I was. I started to see who Ashley was and how I could play a part in my kids' lives and in other people's lives around me. I stopped trying to fit a mold. I stopped trying to be Mormon with a little bit of Ashley. And instead, I decided to be Ashley with a sprinkle of Mormon. I knew what was right. I have a solid foundation in my faith, but that didn't define me as much anymore. I just let it be fluidly a part of who I was. Instead of focusing so much on that, I realized that I was good enough, that I brought everything to the table to make myself a good and faithful disciple of Christ. And that was all God expected of me. He didn't expect somebody who baked cookies before church to bring to her class. He didn't expect somebody whose girls had frilly homemade hair bows or who were always kempt. Like, he just wanted me to show up. That's all he asked me to do. He said, show up, and I did the rest. And all the extra little cultural things that I got caught up in, I just let it all go. And it was so freeing. And I started to see people differently. I started to embrace people differently. I started to be more, I don't know what the word is, non-judgmental. That's a good one. So I started to add things back into my life that only brought me joy, things that I loved to do. And I eliminated things that I wasn't sure about. I wasn't sure if certain things served me. I stopped coaching people and I started embracing personal development. I started to read books that were more relevant to motherhood instead of just building a business. And I started to just accept the stage I was in. It is so wonderful to be different. It is so wonderful to be who you are and to recognize that who you are is all you were meant to be, this amazing person, and you weren't expected to, I don't know, be the mom down the street. You were just expected to be you, unapologetically, authentically you. That's my baby in the background. And you weren't expected to be anybody else. Don't complicate your life by trying to live up to somebody else's standards or even standards that you set for yourself that are unnecessary to set. Your house doesn't have to be spotless every single day. There are some true fundamental standards you should set for your morals and for your sanity. But as far as the things you can't control, like the human beings you're raising, put your bar low. Just do your best. Just show up and put it in God's hands for a second. You can't control everything around you. And this really is to myself, because that's what stressed me out so much over the last year. Something about my first five kids, I could put them still in this bubble and I could control them a little bit more. But having that sixth kid and realizing that these are individuals that I'm raising, that was rough. But I made it rougher than it actually had to be. Anyways, so that's where I've been for the last couple of years. And I'm back now, and I want to share some more in-depth looks at how exactly I made it back to this point. So I gotta go. I will see you guys later. That's all for today.